Tonight we're going to, I'm actually going to go in a different Seder than I've normally gone in. I usually start in the morning and work my way through the night. But I think, it might be better to start with the night and then work the other way. We'll give it a shot. You know, the meaning start with Shkia, which is really the Vahir Vahivaikar, Yom Echad, and so on. We always start by the night. And also, to appreciate a little bit the morning Gedarim, it's maybe a little bit easier to hear the Gedarim of Ben Hashmashas first. Before that, I just want to point out some charts. The last week we spoke about late times and early times and so on. We mentioned that the closer you are to the equator, the more regular the days are, and the further north you get, the longer the days in the summer, and the shorter the days in the winter. Just to illustrate this, first of all, if you look at page 27, this is sunrise and sunset for latitude zero, which is the equator. Now, it doesn't matter where you are on the equator, basically it's the same time. Except if you move a little bit west, then sunrise will be a little later and sunset will be a little later, or a little earlier. But the lengths of the day will basically be the same. If you look at the bottom, this number here, it's called daylight. See, where I wrote here daylight and I put two arrows at the bottom. That shows you how much daylight there is every day. And basically, the entire year has almost come out the same amount of daylight every day. It's either 12 hours and 7 minutes, 12 hours and 8 minutes, or 12 hours and 6 minutes every single day of the year, which means we know over here we don't have that in Baltimore. Now it's much shorter than 12 hours. And in the summertime it's much longer than 12 hours. But at the equator, it's basically 12 hours every single day. And sunrise and sunset basically cannot stay the same. If you look, the numbers in each month, the left numbers rise and the right number is set. So if you look, February 6th has the earliest sunrise at 6:11, and November 1st has the latest sunrise, and the earliest sunrise at 5:40. So basically, there's about a 31-minute difference of sunrise. That's it. Shkia goes from 6:18 on February the 6th to 5:47 on November the 1st. So again, you have a range of basically a half hour. So that means lichtbenching is anytime, is always between 5:30 and 6 the whole year. That doesn't change from between 5:30 and 6. That's at the equator. If you turn to page 28, for your reference, there's a sunrise and sunset chart for Baltimore. So there, obviously, there's a greater ratio. So the Mushal today, which is January 17th, sunrise at 7:24 and sunset is at 5:10. And again, it's the same every year. If you look at the secular date, the English date, it's every year January 17th is basically the same. Kemat. It's really give or take a minute. It depends on some factors of maybe weather will play a little bit of factor, and the location of the city is a factor. But basically on January 17th, this is when the sunrise and sunset is going to be. Now, if you turn to page 29, you'll see that in the United States, the earliest sunrises will be in the northeast corner of the state, of the time zone, which is what Caribou, Maine is. And I've circled the times, which are a little bit abnormal, because it's very early. If you look at December the 11th, sunset is at 3:43 p.m., right? That's, again, this is the United States, 48 states. That means Shabbos would start at 3:25. Lichtbenching would be at 3:25 in Caribou, Maine. The other early thing, again, why is it so early? Because in the wintertime, the further north you go, the shorter the day. That means Shki is very early. And since it's very far east in the time zone, so weiter, Shki is going to be very, very early. And if we have this, similarly, in the summertime, the days are very long. That means Neitz HaCham is going to be very early. And because it's so far east of the time zone, Neitz HaCham is going to be even earlier. So if you look at June the 15th, you'll see that sunrise is at 3:37, but because we need to add an hour for daylight savings time, it's really 4:37, right? And that's what time it is, but that's Mishnayos early. You compare it with Baltimore, the earliest dates in Baltimore is at 5:40 or 5:39. You look at the same day, yeah, it's at 5:40. So again, it's the sun rises a full hour earlier than Baltimore, even though they're in the same time zone, but they're north and they're east, and therefore you have this this case. Me'ira Kisa, you have very late Zmanim in the northwest corner of the time zone. So you have that in North Dakota, Williston, North Dakota, the northwest corner of the central time zone. You see that you're going to have, again, it's going to be the opposite effect. The Zmanim are very late. In the winter time, the day is very short. That means sunrise is at 8:40, is going to be late. And because it's so far west in the time zone, it's going to be later. So for example, on January the 1st, sunrise is at 8:45. So today, January, tomorrow, if you'd be there, it would be at 8:38 in the morning, sunrise. So, right, if they, you daven Vasik in there, it would start after 8 o'clock. If you're davening at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Williston, North Dakota, you're davening too early. Now, last week, I was in, well, let me tell you one more time here. In the summertime, it's Fakert, it's very late, the Shkia. So if you look at June the 26th, you'll see that Shkia is at 8:59, because of daylight savings time, it's at 9:59. And,
hold on.
And Williston is there's a couple towns even north and west of Williston, so that means it really breaks the 10 o'clock barrier. And like we mentioned last week, if you go to Fortuna, North Dakota, the Shkia is at 10:04 or 10:05 in June. So that means Eish Shabbos, if you hold 72 minutes, would be at 11:17 p.m.
Sleeps on Kriyishma and Malibu during the summer. It's like Caribou, 7 o'clock, Caribou, whatever it's called.
Sleeps by Kriyishma in Caribou in the summertime is going to be relatively early. That's correct.
7 o'clock.
Well, no, because the days are so long, the hours
but
are long.
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
But still, it's oh, no, it'll be more than 3.5 hours. It'll be look how long the days are. They go they're 16-hour days, so your Shavuot minus are 80 minutes. So that's 3 hours and 4 hours and 20 minutes. So that's it's 9 o'clock. You know,
4 hours at total.
Daylight savings time. Yeah, it'll be late early, but no, 4 hours and 20 minutes. I think.
Four hours.
4 hours. Right. Sorry, 3 hours. Correct. 80 minutes.
7:30.
Right. 4 hours. So it'll be 7:30. It'll be 8:40 in the morning. Right. That's with daylight savings time. Without daylight savings time, it would be even earlier. Now, last week I was in Denmark last week. And in Holland, so I was in Denmark on Tynus in the morning. I davened in Machzik Yad Das.
And they have a shorter Tynus,
right? Yeah. They do have a shorter Tynus, right? Neitzachama, because again Denmark is so far north. Neitzachama there was at 8:25 in the morning. Now, without getting into the cheshbon, Ashkia was at 4:02. And that's late, because in other words, that Hasar B'Tavis was very late. If Hasar B'Tavis would have been, you know, 3-4 weeks earlier, which would have been, in some years it is, then the Zmanim are even shorter.
That's why they have three meals, so that's why their hours for waiting is...
I've heard such as far as such, because it's, half of their day is like that. But in Holland, it was even later, because Holland is relatively north, and it's very far west of the time zone, because Holland has come out next to England... But yet, it's an hour later. So the next day, in other words, the Tynus, I was in Copenhagen. So there I davened with the Machzik Hadass. They had a minyan in the morning. They had a minyan by Mincha Marav. And then I broke my fast after Marav. But then I went to Amsterdam. I went to the Mashgiach. I went with the Mashgiach to a factory, that Starkey factory. And we got to the factory at... I had to fly. I flew home that day. So we would have davened in Amsterdam, I would have never been able to go to the factory a couple hours away, an hour and a half away, and make it for a flight back to the United States. So we davened Bichidus at the factory. We davened Vosikin. Nate's was at 8:48. Right? So we actually got to the plant at like 7:30, and we sat down and met with the, you know, to talk about the, you know, to talk about the thing. Before we took the, you know, went around the plant, we schmoozed. And then, you know, we said, okay, right, let's daven, and we done Masik, and Hates was at 8:48. So that's exactly, but you don't have to go to Amsterdam. You can go to Wilson and the Kodim and get the same thing. Right? It's the same time. Now, New Orleans, what's left of it, has the very average Zmanim. Right? Because New Orleans is right in the middle of the time zone. New Orleans on the 90-degree line, they're also south. So the times are much more moderated. So if you look at New Orleans, the times are very average. Look at, for example, sunrise, the earliest sunrise in June is 6 a.m. And the latest Shkia is at 8 p.m. approximately, 8:05, right? Basically, there's nothing too, everything seems, you know, is not normal. Even look at, in the wintertime, it's also not so bad. The earliest sunrise on December, on January 1st, sunrise is at 6:56 a.m., right? That's as late as it gets, 7 a.m. basically, which is not so bad. And then the earliest sunset is 5 p.m. Never gets before 5. So in other words, the times are very moderated because they're right in a nice location. They're in the middle of the time zone, south, so everything basically stays normal. Now the further north you go, if you look on page 30, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about this. But if you go in an area known as north of the Arctic Circle, this is a map of, reprinted from Cassius Currents, this is a map of the globe, looking a bird's eye view of the globe. So you're looking at the North Pole from the top of the world. And this is what it looks like. Basically, you'll have Alaska at the top of this picture, and Canada, and so on. If you reach an area known as the Arctic Circle is this dotted line at the top of the picture, where I make a mark, go to the right and see Arctic Circle. That dotted line is called the Arctic Circle. Anywhere north of that, that means anywhere between the dotted line and the North Pole, you have areas where the sun never rises or sets for a period of time. And to illustrate that, you go to page 31, and this is a chart made by Ellie Reidler, in town of Ellie Reidler. This is Barrow, Alaska's sunrise-sunset chart. So it gets so wild that it comes out, you have no sunrise and sunset. Look at January. The stars mean the sun never rises, right? Until January 23rd. So next week, on January 23rd, which is what's today? The 17th, right? 17th. So on Monday morning, on Monday afternoon, the sun will rise at 12:55, and will set at 2:23 p.m. So it'll be a very short day. Right? And the next day is then finally in March is pretty normal. March it rises at 7:18 and sets at 7:52 on March 21st. Then in May the sun will rise on May the 10th at 2:57 a.m. and it won't set until August the 2nd.
So
right, so that's a whole set of halachas. I have an article on this whole thing. What's that? What's going on? The sun never goes down. What happens is the sun goes down most of the way, but never goes all the way below the horizon, and then works its way up. What do you do? So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those halachas. What's that? When? In the... No, the sun is below the horizon. The sun never comes up. In January. Oh, in June. The sun is up in the sky. It never goes down. It moving around, in other words, it's going down low, but it never dips below the horizon. In other words, if you go outside at midnight, you'll see the sun basically the way it looks in Baltimore at 8 o'clock in the summer. You know what I mean? The sun is setting, but by us, it keeps going.
And then next morning, it's just...
No, then if you go out at midnight, you'll see the sun here, and then in the middle of the night, on hours, it'll start to work its way back up again. Correct. That's right. On June the 21st, it will. On June the 21st, it will reach at midnight. It'll be at the highest place that it is. In other words, it might not go down at all. The further north you go, the greater that level. The winter never comes up. So obviously, you have halachas and mitzvos. Hopefully, there are two sugyas I want to talk about: the international dateline and the North Pole. How to deal with that. Okay, so that's really a follow-up of last week's Chaburah. With that said, that leads us to our next topic of Zman HaYon, in normal places. I want to talk first, when the sun goes down, that is known as Shkias HaChama. or Shkia. This period of time of Shkia is known as Suffolk Yain, Suffolk Lila. Right? If you want to follow along, now I just have some notes that are on page, what is this? The last page 30, page 35 in the middle. I'll talk about Lachas Neiris and Shkia and so on. When the sun goes down, it's a new day. It's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. When the sun goes below the horizon, the Chazal tells us it's Ben Hashmashas, it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila until it gets dark. The question is, how long, with Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, how long is this period of time? How long is Ben Hashmashas? Now, first of all, Ben Hashmashas has many ramifications as far as Suffolk Yom. For example, if a baby's born Ben Hashmashas, So, let's say on Friday, you don't do the bris until Sunday, because you can't do the bris on Friday, because maybe the baby was born Shabbos and Friday's too early. You can't do the bris on Sunday, on Shabbos, because maybe the baby was born Friday and Shabbos, you can't do a bris on Shabbos, maybe the Shalom is mad. So you have to postpone the bris until Sunday. Right? So the Ben Hashmashas, it's a Suffolk, yeah, it's a Suffolk and Din, how to treat this period of time. What's the Suffolk? The Suffolk is, does the day end? Does Yom end when the sun goes below the horizon, so now there's no more sun? Or does the day end when it gets dark? Again, it's a Suffolk in Chazal, and we treat it, the Torah Suffolk, the Suffolk Brachas, Suffolk, it's a Suffolk Zman. Shabbos, we treat Lo Hachmir both ends. When the sun goes down, Friday, we say Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. When, besides Shabbos, Saturday afternoon, so to speak, you don't do Malacha after the sun goes down either, because maybe it's Saturday, maybe it's still Shabbos. So that's why Shabbos is a 25-hour period of time. Now, how long is Ben Hashmashas is a stira in sugyas in between the Gemara in Pesachim and Shabbos. The Rishayim address the stira, and we're going to talk about that briefly right now. But before we get to the stira in Gemaras, we have to define another Lashon of Chazal, and that is called Kedei Hiluch Mil. Right? Kedei Hiluch Mil is... if you look at in the middle of this page 35, I have the numbers and the different shittas here and the gemaras. Kedei Hiluch Mil is a machloikas, which is really a universal machloikas. It's not necessarily shaykes with Ben Hashmashas only. It has a shaykes with matzah and Pesach, right? If you let dough sit for more than Kedei Hiluch Mil, it's going to become chametz. So therefore, you need to work it within the period of Kedei Hiluch Mil. Kedei Hiluch Mil means the time it takes you to walk 1 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. An amma, according to Rabbi Feinstein, is 21 1/4 inch. And therefore, Kedei Hiluch Mil comes out to approximately a kilometer, which is approximately 7/10 of a mile. If you take 21.25 inches and you multiply it by 2,000 and you divide it out, you'll see that it's about, and you divide out miles, you'll get how much of a mile. If you want to do the exact number, someone have a calculator on them? Okay, it's a cell phone. So you want to take 21.25, right? 21.25 times 2,000. Okay? According to Ramesha, that's how many inches a mil is.
That's 42,000.
Okay, now you're going to take that number and you're going to divide it by 12.
3,500.
Okay, that's how many feet. You can take that number and divide it by 5280. And that's how many miles there are in a mil.
0.67.
Right? So that's about 2/3 of a mile, which is about a kilometer is what? Is it 0.7?
0.6.
0.61? It's 0.6 exactly? Okay, so it's a little more than it's about 2/3 of a mile, a little slightly more than a kilometer is Kedei Hiluch Mil. That's the distance, okay? But Chazal said, okay, we're not measuring, the Kedei Hiluch Mil is not a measure of distance, it's a measure of time. How long does it take me to walk 2/3 of a mile? So Machlokes Rishayim. The Trumas HaDeshen, in if you want to look this up, it's Kedai to go through this sugya, because like I say, it's Negei, it's universal sugya. Shulchan Hadeshet in Sheila Kufchav Gimel Paskins, it's 18 minutes. Kedahilach Mil. You can also find it, what's that? It's Kufchav Gimel. It's also the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafnun Tassif Beis says this. Tafnun Tassif Hilchas Pesach. That's the 18 minute matzahs. Who invented the number 18 minute matzahs? Where does that come from? The Teretz is because it's a din of Kedah Hilch Mil. How long does it take to walk a mill? It's up to Shulchan Aruch like the Shumas Hadeshen. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mill. A bazai, if your dough is sitting on the table for more than 18 minutes, then it's going to come chametz. That's where 18 minute matzahs come from. The gain, that is based, by the way, on the Gemara that says a person can walk 40 mil in 12 hours. Okay, there's a sugya where about walking distances. If you can walk 40 mil in 12 hours and you do the math, you'll see the Kedah Hilch Mil comes out to 18 minutes. The Trumas, the Gra, the Gain, and that's Simon, Tafnun Tes argues, and he says that Kedah Hilch Mil is 22 and a half minutes, because the Gain is cheshbening 40 mil not in 12 hours, that sugya, but I forget where that sugya is, by the way. You remember where the sugya is? It's that same sugya of the Tzadidal. Okay, so it's the Tzachim Tzadidal. That sugya. It takes 40 mil, you cheshbon from Alois to Tzeis, according to the Gain. And therefore, it's 40 mil, not in 12 hours, but in a much greater period of time. Which means if you're doing a division, you'll see that you're going to get a bigger number of minutes. What's that? You're going to get a... Correct, but over here, in this case, he apparently holds, in that sugya, the Gra by Hilchos Pishma holds from Neitz Tishkia, but apparently in this sugya he holds from Alois to Tzeis. And finally, the...
He says Alois to Tzeis, so the same...
Because he learns 32 mil, it's only, from Neitz Tishkia is only 32 mil.
Isn't it going to be Talay on Shaz Manus?
No. Forget about Shaz Manus. Forget about those Shitas. So that's I want to state that fact. That's an important fact. There are Shitas that the Tzarech Ian and the Metzias. The length of Ben HaShemashais has nothing to do with Shaz Manus.
Where is he getting how long?
However, it does have to do with the season. The Ben HaShemashais is longest in the summer and longer in the winter and is shortest at March 21st and September 21st. The shortest Ben HaShemashais are on those days. We're going to illustrate that later. But I don't want to go through that sugya.
22 and a half minutes.
The Rambam and the Rav Shulchan Aruch hold that is 24 minutes in a mil. Okay? But that's all this Teretz HaKdama. How long is a mil? It's Machloikas. Three-way Machloikas. Next. We have a Steer in Gemaras. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi Dalad says Ben HaShemashais is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. How much is that? Well, it depends who you hold like. If you go like the Shumas Hadeshen, that's 72 minutes. If you go like the Gain, that's 90 minutes. If you go like the Rambam, it's 96 minutes, right? You do the math. 22 and a half times 4, 18 times 4, 24 times 4. So we have different shitas in what that Gemara means. The other complicated factor is the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis says that Ben HaShemashais is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. So we have a major steering Gemara here. It's not like one Gemara says 4 and one Gemara says 3. We have one sheet that one Gemara says 3/4. 3/4 of 18 is 13 and a half. So according to that Gemara, it would seem Ben HaShemashais is 13 and a half minutes. Yet according to the Gemara in Pesachim, it would seem that Ben HaShemashais is 72 minutes. That's a lot of time. Right? It's a major difference. So how do you recognize this stira? Yes.
Doesn't
Rashi
say that it's time?
Up to
a half mil?
The Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil.
Rashi says it's
brachos. Brachos, base and base on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do we for the stira? So the Rabbi goes, term in Taisus, Mesechta Shabbos, often are the Ramaskal Trey. And if you want to see a more Arichas Dika Tshuva from the Rabbi Tam, it's in the Sefer Yashar Kuf Pei Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says there are two shkias. There is a three-way machlokes rishonim, basically, how to for the stira. Okay? And again, what we're trying to figure out right now is what time is Shabbos over? And when does Shabbos start? Right? What time? So it's the three way machlokes. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Gemara that there are two shkias. There are two shkias. We always define shkia as sunset, right? When the astronomers say the sun goes below the horizon, that's what we call shkias. Like Rabbeinu Tam, there's two shkias. The first shkia rishayna is when the sun goes below the horizon. At that moment, there are no halachic implications. Period. It's still day. It's broad daylight. It's day. There's light outside, so it's still day. Then, and I'm going to use right now for simplicity, the 18-minute mil shita. Okay? 18-minute, forget the hill of mil shita. 58 and a half minutes later is shkia shnia. What happens then? There's some sort of greater level of darkness. The sun is already down. The sun is below the horizon. Then, for 3/4 of a mil, is Ben HaShemashas. Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Then, 13 and a half minutes after that time, is the end of the day, Bivare. Okay? So, simply put, let's use it by example. If the sun, you look at the charts, the astronomy charts, it says sunset 6 p.m. That means the sun dips below the horizon at 6 p.m. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still daytime till 6:58 and a half. Which means, if it's Friday afternoon, at 6:30 you want to go mow the lawn, go mow the lawn. You want to write a letter, write a letter. Now you're saying, 1 second over here. Remember, our lift benching time is 18 minutes before sunset. That means sunset was at 6 o'clock. The candle lighting time was at 5:42. Sacramento time, go mow the lawn at 6:30. Because it's still day, even though the sun went below the horizon. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still day. You want daven mincha? Go daven mincha. It's still day. At 6:58 and a half, Zakar Rabbeinu Tam, now it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So really, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun goes over the horizon, it's only an astronomical event. There's nothing really halakhically that's taking place whatsoever. So now we can confirm for the steers. There's two shkias. The Gemara that says, Ben Ashrash says, 4 mil, that's from the time the physical sun goes below the horizon, it's giving you the guidelines of how do you know when the day is over? Well, when the sun goes below the horizon, walk 4 mil, and now as soon as you finish your walk, it's already the end of the day. What about the Gemara, 3/4 mil? That's the true Ben HaShemashes. That's Suffolk Game, Suffolk Lila. That starts at 6:58 and a half and goes till 7:12. Okay? Mikan. From this Rabbeinu Tam, we can now understand two hanhagas. Hanhaga number one is people who wait 72 minutes for a Shabbos are going like Rabbeinu Tam. What does that mean, Rabbeinu Tam? They're going like the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam to for the steerus. If you want to hold like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam in the Knei Hiluch Mil, then you need to wait 96 minutes after Shabbos is over. And if you want to wait like the Grah, you wait 90 minutes till, right? In other words, all Rabbeinu Tam said was, K'day Yiluch Talad Mil, that's the Sugi we go like. In other words, that's when the day is over. Well, how long is K'day Yiluch Mil? You got to look at the other Sugya and apply it. So the prevalent meaning is, if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, you go like the Shitas HaMekilim in K'day Yiluch Mil, and do 18 times 4 for 72. That's number one. Number two is we can understand now, by Chassidim, they daven Mincha after Shkia, quote unquote, they're not davening mincha after shkia, they're davening mincha after sunset, because they hold it's not shkia yet. So, for example, you go to Shomer Shabbos in Borough Park or other Chassidish Shtibluch, Shomer Shabbos has they have mincha up until an hour after sunset. And you go there 45 minutes after sunset, you're looking for a minyan from Maariv, and they're saying, oh, you know, they're davening mincha downstairs. What are they saying, Mechon? Teretz is 45 minutes after shkia, according to a minute of time, it's broad daylight. Now, I am troubled by that last minyan at 60 minutes after shkia, after sunset. That is frustrating, because that already is, even l'shita sum, l'shita tam, that's in the Safik Yom, Safik Laila. That's like a litvak davening after sunset. It should have the same... Oh, I hear, because it's not... I hear, okay.
No, but a litvak with the Evid, you daven...
It's like the Rambam, because according to the Rambam... it's going to be 3.25 mil later. So you would take 24. I hear. Okay, maybe.
Even a little.
But that's still pushing it because, it's, in other words,
if I miss mincha before shkia, it's supposed to stop.
Correct.
Is that meaning that I don't like the same?
Chayra. I mean, or it's suffix, right? Or it's still a suffix. You know, it's still suffix.
Where's 13.5? Why isn't it 12?
Because 3/4 times 18. If you take 18 times 3 over 4.
So last 3/4.
4.5. Yeah.
Right. So 3/4 of shkia shnia is at the 58.5 minute mark. And 3/4 of 18 is 13.5.
So 58.5 is the first 3.25 of 4.
That's correct. That's correct. Exactly. Okay? That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Urayim, who we don't paskin like except one Hanhaga Taiva, and that is the Urayim has a totally different shot. The Urayim holds that sunset is really a 3/4 mil before sunset. Shkia. Again, I'm using these terms. Sunset I refer to when the sun goes below the horizon. Shkia is the halacha shkia. The Urayim hold shkia is really 3/4 mil before sunset. And Ben Hashemashah says that, and sunset is already tesek hachavim. And what the 4 mil is, I'm not sure how the Urayim learns. But therefore the minig of women bench lift, how many minutes before shkia? 18. Who invented that number? 18. That's based on there being women are being machmir like the Urayim. Because in other words, according to the Urayim, shkia is 3/4 mil before sunset. So if you hold a mil is 24 minutes, 3/4 of 24 is 18. Which means according to Urayim, if sunset is at 6 o'clock, shkia is 18 minutes before that. And therefore, you can't do malacha at 5:42 anymore. So therefore, nashim or nayim to light by 5:42, which is lift benching, to be yaitz in the day of the Urayim. Men are makel, because Ramesh has a tshuva that you'll have to do malacha even after lift benching. Up until shkia, a person should be careful, by the way, as we mentioned, not to work mamish up to shkia, because depending on the weather, depending on your location in the city, your shkia may swing a little bit. The chart says 6, but it's really 5:58.5. So if you're busy finishing mowing the lawn at 5:59, right, then you may be Michal Shabbos. I'm not sure. I guess Tesefa Shabbos. In Tel Aviv, they wait 22, I think. I think Tesefa Shabbos. Why? Shall I pick 40? I'm not sure. Okay? That's the Urayim. The third Shita is the Gain. The Gain holds that really the Iker Shita Sugya is like the Sugya in Mesechta Shabbos. Ben Hashmash is 3/4 mil. Aye, the Gemara Pesachim says it's 4 mil. That Gemara is talking about astronomical fact that that's when it gets really dark. That's all. It's a certain level of darkness. It has no halachic ramifications, the 4 mil. But the true halachic Ben Hashmash is Zakta Gain is 3/4 mil, which means at face value, according to the Gain, if sunset was at 6 o'clock, then Tzeisek HaChavim, Shabbos would end either at 6:13.5, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, and according to the other extreme, the Rambam, it would end at 3/4 of 24, which is 18. It would end at 6:18. Right? Now, there's one catch in the Gain. So basically, when we look at our Luach, so what we have to end for right now is 1 second over here. Shkia is at 6 o'clock. So I know if you want to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, you go till 7:12. That I can understand. But what about the rank and file, Hamaynam? They wait 42 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes. What's that? Does Rabbeinu Tam holds, you need 72. The Gain holds, even at the longest time, it was only 18 minutes. So where's this 42 bit and 50 and 60? That's like remember, you have two sugyas that are extreme. One Gemara says it's 13.5, or let's be machmir and say 18 minutes after shkia. The other sugya says 72 minutes. That's a big range. That's the most machmir dika Gain and the most makel dika Rabbeinu Tam are still way apart. One is 18 minutes, one 72 minutes. So, and we're not in the middle. So how do we get that? So first of all, a partial teres to this. In order to appreciate this, we have to now learn a new term. And this, the Gaon goes on this. The Gaon does not say that 18 minutes face value is enough. I mean, look, the Gaon really, if we really want to be a purist here, we'd say the Gaon would hold 3/4 of 22.5. That's really the Gaon Shita. Right? Because the Gaon himself held 22.5. You take 3/4 of that, and that's your Meresh Matzos. But the Gaon introduces another point, and that is that, one second, it depends where you are and on your season. Because as we mentioned earlier, Bein HaShmashos is really a level of darkness. And that amount of time will depend on your location and the season. And to illustrate this, you have to look at page 26. And I'm going to introduce it with the following question. If you go outside 30 minutes before sunrise, right? You go outside 30 minutes, let's say you could have a way of measuring how light is it. Right? If you go outside now and, you know, there's no light, city lights, so you might as well be pitch black, right? If you go out in the country, no lights, let's say no moon, no nothing, it would be totally, completely pitch black. You'd have minimal light from the stars. Let's say, again, there's no moon. Minimal light from the stars. That's it. It would be totally black. So let's say you camp out, you know, and you're doing your little project here for the Kabura, and comes the sunrise tomorrow, let's say, is at 7:30. And you're sitting outside at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is it pitch black like now? Yes or no? Yeah. No. Is it like 2 o'clock in the afternoon? No. There's light. There's dawn. Let's talk about the other side. We're going to talk about dawn later, though. Let's talk about sunset. Sunset set, what is it set today? Let's say 5 o'clock. 5:15. 5:15. Sunset at 5:15. You go outside at 5:45. Is it dark? Totally dark yet? Mm-hmm. No. Okay. There is a way to measure that. How did you measure the amount of light left? If you can measure it, there is a way of measuring. It's called foot candles. Okay, the measurement of illumination is measured in foot candles. That's the measurement of light. We're measuring light. In other words, you measure length, you measure width. Let's measure light. How much light is there? You can measure sound, decibels. How many decibels? You know, if I scream, my decibel level goes up. There's a way of measuring light. It's just we don't have the tools to do it, but there's a measurement of light. If at 5:15, so technically speaking, when we talk about, you know, 3 kachavim, right, we know when it's dark. So it tastes like a chavim. That's what it's called. What does tastes like a chavim mean? So it means 3 stars come out. Or what size star are they? Big stars, little stars. But really, when do stars come out? That's really a measurement of darkness, because the darker it gets, the more stars there are. So when will it be tastes like a chavim? That will happen when there's a certain level of darkness which is set upon here. So let's, for argument's sake, let's say gimel kachavim. If today you went outside at 5:15, at 5:45 you look up and you see 3 kachavim. Why? Because there's a certain level of darkness. However, that level of darkness, what makes that level of darkness? What's astronomically happening? Well, the sun was out. It was a nice sunny day. It went below the horizon, so it started getting dark. That sun is going further and further below the horizon. I mean, really, the earth is spinning. And therefore, technically, to your eye, the sun is now below the horizon. Right now, at 11 o'clock at night, the sun is way below the horizon. So it's totally... Any sunlight that's hitting China now is not reaching us. So therefore, it's totally dark. And in fact, between 11:15 and 2 a.m., if you'd be able to measure this darkness, you'd see it's identical. Totally, exactly identical. Fine. So what's my point? My point is that if tomorrow you go outside at 5:45 and you measure the darkness... If you go outside on June the 21st, a half hour after Shkia, the level of darkness would be less than it is now. And if you go outside a half hour after Shkia on March the 21st, the level of darkness would be more than today, at this a half hour later. And if you go to Alaska, to Denmark, the level of darkness would be much less a half hour later. In fact, I waited much longer after the ski. I thought the ski was at 4:02. I waited much longer than that because in Denmark, the further north you go, the longer it takes to get dark. The longer the Benish Mushes. If you're by the equator, the faster the Benish Mushes. That's why those of you who lived in Eretz Yisrael probably noticed that the Benish Mushes goes a little bit quicker there than here. You ever noticed that? Why? Because they're closer to the equator. So what? So again, the guy is saying all of this. I'm just giving you the astronomical hesber. The best illustration is this in Stanley Fishkind's book, Me'im Asai. He has some very nice pictures. Page 26. And that is like this. The sun, what creates the level of darkness? The sun goes below the horizon. Well, take a look at the line below, figure 9. Position of sun at n degrees below the horizon. There are three pictures here. 1, 2, and 3. Three different suns setting. When the sun reaches that bottom line, that will have the same level of darkness. Because all three pictures, here's the horizon. See, the horizon is this line here. This line at the top is the horizon. This ball going down represents the sun setting at three different times of the year. When the sun reaches the lower line at the bottom, that's called a solar depression angle. It's a certain number of degrees below the horizon. At that moment, when the sun reaches that level, it's like a finish line. When the sun reaches that line, there's a certain level of darkness, regardless of what day it is. Picture 1, 2, and 3, the sun has reached that point. It's the same level of darkness. How long does it take the sun to reach that point, that degree? Well, it depends on the season. It depends on the location. What does it depend? It depends on the angle that the sun is setting. Take a look. What will be longer? The middle picture for the sun to go from the start line is the horizon, the finish line is the lower line. What takes longer, the middle picture or the right picture? The right picture. Why? Because the sun is setting at an angle. So to get from here, if you follow my finger here, to get from here to there will take longer than to get from here to there because it's on a steeper incline. It's Pashut, right? Pashut of math. Abazai is up to Gain. The steeper the angle of setting, the more minutes it's going to take to reach your level of darkness. And the less steep, the less. So what determines steepness? The steepest set is on June the 21st, based on the way the earth is turned. The next steepest setting is on December the 21st, in the winter. That's the picture on the left. And finally, the least angle, it happens on March the 21st and September 21st. That's when basically the sun is going straight down, almost, as is illustrated in this picture. If the sun goes straight down, watch from here. I want to go from the desk to the floor. So if I'm going straight down, or if I'm going like this, what's going to take longer? If I go like this, so that's summer. Summer, it's going like this. It's going from here, and it's going like this. So it takes an hour to get to the ground. In the spring, on the first day of spring, it's going like this. It's going to take 45 minutes to reach the ground. What's the significance of reaching the ground in my illustration? That's a level of darkness that we're trying to obtain. So after going, Seisek HaChavim is when the sun reaches the point, the solar depression angle that it is in Yerushalayim on March the 21st. If you go outside on March the 21st, in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, and you go outside, and we're going to use the 18 minutes, for example, and you measure how dark is it 18 minutes after Shkia. You then determine the solar depression angle for that moment. That solar depression angle applied to different locations will be the amount of time Benish Mashas takes, which means, even in Yerushalayim, you'll need more than 18 minutes on other times of the year, because the summers can be longer. If you're in Baltimore, it's going to be longer. If you're in Denmark, it's certainly going to be longer. And therefore, what the Gaon is introducing is you can't just add X minutes to Shkia to determine Seisek HaChavim. It depends
You're measuring darkness. It depends where you are, and it depends when it is. Okay? It's a tifa inyan. To do that, to make these calculations, you've got to do sines and cosines. We're not going to make those cheshbonos. I don't know how to make those. You know, it's you're dealing with soul depression angles, deal with the calculus. Basically, I think, trigonometry, to be able to calculate what the exact number is. There are people with computer programs that have that. And that's what this right chart is. It shows you how dark it gets. And we're going to throw out numbers. Astronomical twilight is when the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon. Nautical twilight is when the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon. And civil twilight is when the sun is 6 degrees below the horizon. So if you look at the chart, how many minutes at that? Well, that depends where you are. It depends on the season. Obviously, the more light there is the civil twilight will be like that. The other illustration is the bottom chart. The bottom chart shows you three cities, how long is Bein HaShemashos, how long does it take the sun to reach 8.5 degrees below the horizon? 8.5 degrees. What's that? 8.5 degrees. That's on the bottom, it's written here. The time interval between sundown and an 8.5 degree solar depression angle. What that tells you is, let's look at the top line of New York City. New York City, it takes 49 minutes on July the 1st to reach 8.5 degrees. Let's take the shortest one. Yerushalayim look at October the 1st. It only takes 36 minutes to reach 8.5 degrees. What that says in simple English is if there's two people standing outside, one person stands outside Yerushalayim on October 1st, really September 21st, and he looks, how dark is it 36 minutes after Shkia to reach that level of darkness in New York City on July the 1st, will take 49 minutes. Right? The same amount of darkness in Yerushalayim on this day, after 36 minutes, will take 49 minutes in New York on June the 1st. And Baltimore, as you see, close behind. But because Baltimore is south of New York, the number is reached a little bit quicker, by about a minute. That number is coming from a very important number, because the Birka Yosef writes, so far all we've said is, according to the Gain, I'm going to come back to your question in a second, but according to the Gain, it's 18 minutes after sunset is Shkia. That's on March the 21st. But in Baltimore, in July, that's going to be 25 minutes after Shkia, because of the extra time, approximately 25 minutes, to reach that level of darkness. We still haven't answered our question, though. Where's 42 minutes and where's 50 from? Where are those numbers? Or 60? So, There's one other sheet that the Pirkei Yosef writes that, and here's how we get to these other sheetas. First of all, I mentioned soul depression angle. If you hold like the Gain that it's 18 minutes, that would be a 4.7 degree soul depression angle. Okay, that means you got to figure out 4.7. That's what it is. The Pirkei Yosef writes that Bein HaShemashos is really 2 mil. And if you look at the sefer from a Dayan in England, or Mayor Posen, he wants to say a whole different hesber in Bein HaShemashos and how this comes. There's also Shmuel David Siegel, who lives here in town, who's a bucky awesome in Nisinyanim, wrote Svarim on this called Bein HaShemashos. If you want to really learn up the sugya, all the different shitas, learn that up. But we're going to stick push it. There's a Bikki Yosef that says that really you got to weigh 2 mil. Now, again, how do you fit into the Gemara? That you can learn through the Sfarim to see how all that works. But now, 2 mil is 36 minutes, right? So 36 minutes means 36 minutes in Yerushalayim on March the 21st is 8.5 degrees. That's what this chart shows. That means that's 49 minutes in Baltimore in July. Okay, and therefore, that 42 minutes, they say, I think, of Vada Rabbanim of New York went outside and... You know, they took, let's go with the Gain. Okay, you go outside 25 minutes after Shkia and you see it's still too much light. So they waited and waited. They went out 42 minutes after Shkia and they said, okay, that's when it's dark. That's 42 minutes is based on this psak of probably 100 years ago. But it's really niskabel almost in America. In other words, besides the Rabbeinu Tam's, most average shuls, you know, out there wait 42 minutes for a Shabbos. The Damar of them, and so on. It's also a convenient time because it's an hour after Lichtbenching, right? Because Lichtbenching is 18 minutes before Shkia. But it really doesn't, you know, where does it fit in exactly is questionable. But it's when to start, right? I call it an extended gra. The Goyim held a certain amount of time. You go outside then, it's still light. So wait a little longer. So they waited 42 minutes. Ramaisha, Igris Maisha, Chelik Dalet Sim and Samach Beis, says a big Kiddush. Ramaisha writes that really the 72-minute shiur is for Europe. Rabbeinu Tam, who lives in France, is referring to Europe. Now that's a chiddush, because really Rabbeinu Tam is being mazmir the Gemara over here. But nonetheless, Ramaisha says that's Europe. In New York, it's going to be shorter than 72 minutes. So Ramaisha writes that if you wait 50 minutes in New York, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, because 72 is for Europe. But for New York, 50 is enough. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, he writes, the person should try to be makhdil like Rabbeinu Tam, but he says, Lamaisa, that's where the number 50 comes into play.
What is 50 is
the same amount of darkness, the amount of darkness in Europe, 72 minutes after Shkia, to reach that level of darkness in New York, it'll only take 50 minutes. Again, it's the opposite solar depression angle. Till now, we've been saying solar depression angle, look at Yerushalayim, and then add minutes. Now we're saying, look at the solar depression angle for Europe at 72 minutes, and if you go to New York, it's going to be shorter. Well, he just says 50 minutes a whole year, or probably sometimes less, you know, sometimes less, but 50 is probably the max. No, it'll be at 50. In other words, if Shkia is at 6 o'clock, then 6:50, Shabbos is over, according to Rav Moshe. Okay?
So this 42 of the Ladder of Barak doesn't even have to do with the Big Answer.
L'chair or not. It's an extended goyim. Now, one other point is the Paisk, that if you learn through the Svarim, you'll see there's a big discussion. And 1 second. Rabbeinu Tam held 72 minutes. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam also held of solar depression angles. Right? Maybe Rabbeinu Tam also held, which means Rabbeinu Tam is 72. That's on March 21st in the Yerushalayim, when there's a solar depression angle of 16.1 degrees. Which means that if you go to Baltimore, you got to wait more than 72 minutes. Right? And that's only on March 21st. If it's July the 21st, then you got to wait much longer. So if you really want to be the most machmir you can take, is if you want to be the most machmir to wait for Shabbos, you would do as follows. You would take Rabbeinu Tam's, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that holds a 24-minute mil. So that 24 times 4 is 96 minutes. And you say 96 minutes, that's for Yerushalayim on March 21st, which has a solar depression angle of 19.8 degrees, which is almost 20 degrees below the horizon. That is very far. You know what that means? 20 degrees below the horizon, right, means, when you think about it, the in the spring, right, it's 180 degrees to go from here over across the top of the sky. To go back under is another 180 degrees. That means you're saying that the sun sets, it's going to go 20 degrees later, and Alei HaShachar is 20 degrees earlier. Right? So you've chopped off a good part of your night. Or, simply put, if you go up to, you know, not too far north of here, relatively speaking, there won't be any night anymore, because 20 degrees for Ben HaShemashas and 20 degrees for Alei HaShachar, they're going to meet those times. And then you got to go, like, to Canada, and you'll have that. Okay, where there's no night, so to speak. But that's just the most machmir de Hashita, which would be, you know, 96 minutes, but you got to add, that's 96 minutes of Yerushalayim. For here, it's, you know, 2 hours, let's say. Especially like in July, it'll be 2.5 hours for Eish Shabbos. That would be the most machmir Hashita. That's there. So that is how Ben HaShemashas works. The bottom line is that, again, when Shkia comes, so let's say Shkia is at 6 o'clock, how long do you wait until Shabbos is over, or to say Kriya Shema? Depends what you hold like. What does the yeshiva hold? So for Kriya Shema, the yeshiva daven Maariv 45 minutes, right? In the winter time, you daven Maariv, and you don't repeat Kriya Shema later. So you're Seimach on the Goyim. But it's an extended Goyim. Again, because the Goyim really held, we could have said earlier. But the yeshiva waits 45 minutes. Now where that number 45 came from, again, it was an extended Goyim, dark, and so on. The Birka Yosef fits in nice. Birka Yosef held 36 minutes. So in other locations, that would be, you know, 45, 49 minutes, and so on. For Shabbos, the yeshiva waits 72 minutes, like a minute time. It's al stachum in the Shabbos. And different, you know, the different people, different shuls do different things. Some people wait 42 minutes, some wait 50 minutes, some wait 60 minutes, some wait, in Tal's where I learned, they wait 50 in the winter, 60 in the summer.
What's
the 60? Because it's, in other words, 50 is enough, but 60 in the summer because it's longer managed marshes. Right? And that's using solar depression angles, you know, technically every week we can come up with another time, we'll do 50 and 51, 52, but to make it easier, that's how they did it. Now, what defines winter and summer? So they go Pesach to Sukkot is winter. Pesach to Sukkot is summer, and Sukkot to Pesach is winter. But really, like the Shabbos, the Shabbos before Sukkot, let's say before Rosh Hashanah, they're waiting 60. Really, that's the shortest Benish Mashas, because that's already fall. It's already middle September. But again, to make it easier, that's how they did it. Now, where solar depression angles are going to come in, and we'll pick up Mr. Shem next week with the daytime Zman HaYom. One of the night Zman I want to mention is Chatzais HaLaila is the halfway point between sunset and sunrise.
That always be the same?
It's the same as sun. Come on, we're doing a half a minute or a minute. It's basically Chatzais HaYom and Chatzais HaLaila are the same. One is AM and one is PM. And again, Chatzais HaLaila, you have the latest time with Hachilah for saying Kriya Shema, Shal Arvis, right? First Mishnah in Shas. And it's also Shas Rachamim. That's why Slichas should not start until Chatzais HaLaila, because it's Shas Rachamim. I think the Svar is the Shas Rachamim, now we understand the astronomy of it, is that it's dark, it's Midas Hadin. But Chatzais HaLaila marks the time when the sun has reached the lowest point below the horizon and is starting to work its way back up again. So it's a potential of yom, which is my rachamim, and therefore that's when slichas start. Rabbi Heinemann holds that if you have a choice to daven with a minion at a 10 o'clock slichas, which there are some in town, or daven b'chidus in the morning, you're better off davening b'chidus in the morning because davening slichas at 10 o'clock at night is shalei b'zman, right? It's not a shas rachamim and shouldn't be done.
Shouldn't the biggest Shas
Racham
be a
Chatzai Sayyim,
one
of the
latest?
No, potential, Chana, and so on. No, that's what's working its way down.
It's
working its way
down.
Now, the other Chatzai Salaila point I want to make is that, is that a Sefer was written over this Shaila that I had. And Daniel Epstein wrote a Sefer on traveling in Halacha. And the Sefer started because I sent a couple shilas that were again traveling and to the OU to talk over learning and how would you deal with this, and they gave it to him to be Mavar, and he worked on these shilas, and eventually he came up with a whole bunch of travel shilas and made a safer out of it in English. It's called On the Road and Travel. It has a different name now. I think Feldman publishes it. No.
I don't remember the name.
I forgot what it's called. Anyway, what's that? Because I had a Fallon Hakira. If I'm on a plane and I'm going to be home at 1 o'clock in the morning, let's say, right? So I don't want to daven on the plane, and I want to daven in the airport because I know I'll be home. So I'd rather daven more kavan at home. So it's fine. So that's fine. You can wait to daven at home. If you want to eat, you got to set an alarm because someone's got to remind you. If you're not daven b'tzibur, you got to set yourself an alarm or get someone to remind you. Okay, but should I say Kriya Shema or not? Before Chatzais. Right? In other words, the one hand, the tzad to say yes is, I want to say Kriya Shema before Chatzais. I'm at the at 1 o'clock. So let me say Kriya Shema. Me'irich Yisa, you want to be Yotzei, it's better to be Yotzei Kriya Shema B'tai Chabrachas. Here, if I'm going to say Kriya Shema early, it's going to be Shalai B'tai Chabrachas. Now, it's different than the morning Shaila Kriya Shema. Because the morning Shaila Kriya Shema, of course you say Kriya Shema, because if you're davening a minion that misses the Zman Kriya Shema, you're not going to be Yotze Kriya Shema if you say Kriya Shema after the Zman. So certainly you say Kriya Shema before the Zman. Here, if I daven Marv at 1 o'clock, I'm Yotze Kriya Shema. I'm just over on the Siyag of the Chachamim.
Say it both with the Tanai.
What Tanai? What? What Tanai am I going to make?
Whichever one's better.
Maybe. So anyway, so I was always under the impression that it's better to say it. I was always going to say it. The Paiskim of the OU said not like that. I had a Rebelsky or a Shachta. I had a Raya to me, which I forgot. Right? I had a Raya, you know. Maybe that's a word. It's a Raya, it wasn't a Raya, right? a raya that Adarab, you should do it before. And I've seen other places can bring that you should do it before. So it's machlokes what is better. Next week, if it's Hashem, we will pick up with the morning's man and 2 points. So just so keep this in mind and not forget. Number one is that the morning twilight is not a suffik yom, suffik lila. It's vada yom. In other words, whenever we define awais hashachar, the crack of dawn, when you see light in the morning, so you wake up tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, it's before Netzach Hama, it's vada yom, even though there's no sun up yet. Sun doesn't come up until 7:25. But it's vada yom. That's point number one. Not like the night, which is an interesting issue. But number two is that we have to deal with how long is the morning Ben Hashmashos, and remember that solar depression angle of 16.1 degrees. Because in the morning it's going to have ramifications according to some Shita Siyam Mitzvah Shem next week. We're going to do next week's Zman HaYom.